flour.
Flour.
We call those flapjacks.
Those would be flapjacks. Mm-hmm. And the two would not be the same.
No, because flapjacks are, of course, they're called pancakes now, I think.
You made what you call corn fritters, didn't you?
Yeah, corn fritters. That's right.
Now, that's a very interesting thing mm-hmm. just happened. I think you said something different from what she said.
Fritters and flitters. Well, I think they were called both things. I don't know why, but
I've heard both.
I have too.
Flitters and fritters. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is the first time I've heard those terms this far north.
Well,
flitters. I hear more often in South Georgia, and did you happen to have relatives who might have been from there, or?
Well, no, I didn't.
So you've always used the term.
We've used that term, uh-huh. Now that's an egg batter too. That's still different from the Dodgers and the.
Mm-hmm, but with flour.
Right? It's made with cornmeal though, instead of flour. You call it the corn flitter or fritter, whichever one you want to.
Oh, I see.
And you drop it just like you would a pancake.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you drop a pancake. Mm-hmm. Well, you drop this cornmeal batter in little,
so
about four in a skillet.
So your corn flitter or fritter is not the same as a hoe cake?
You know? No, uh-uh.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. I've never got that straight. How about donuts? Did you ever make them, or did you call them by anything?
Well, yes, we made them, but I don't think we made them too often.
Mm-hmm. Would you call them donuts, or did you?
I believe we called them donuts.
How about fried cakes?
No, I don't believe we call them fried cakes. It's called donuts.
And in some German families with German ancestry,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes they use
fried cakes
mm-hmm. or all kinds of things.
Uh-huh. I tell you what my mother did do. We didn't have little packages of yeast that you could go to the store and buy. I don't know when and where she got her starter, but she always had a starter of yeast dough. And it would get dried up sometime, but you could put it in water and it would come back.
Mm.
And that's what she made her yeast bread out of.
Continue growing it.
Continue growing it.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
You really were independent those days.
You had to be. You didn't have any money.
Must have been, in fact, a rather good feeling. And how about other things for dessert that you remember? Anything made out of apples or peaches in a deep
dish?
Oh,
yeah. We had fried peach pies and fried apple pies and apple dumplings and
we had dried apples.
Yeah, dried apples.
You know, peel them and dry them yourself. Put them up on the building and let them dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dried them.
How about a cobbler?
Mm-hmm. We had plenty of cobblers.
Is that, and the fried apple pie is different?
Oh, yes, because we'd use it. Sometimes it would be out of the dried apples that were cooked, and sometimes it would be out of canned apples. You just put some of the apple mixture on the piece of dough and fold it over and fry it.
Mm.
And then we had,
could I ask you something?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I shouldn't have interrupted you there.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering if your fried apple pie might be an apple dowdy, pan dowdy.
Well, now, we didn't call it that.
Apple slump.
Mm-mm.
Deep apple pie,
mm-mm.
Pot pie,
mm-mm.
All kinds of apple grunt.
No.
All kinds of things.
It's just apple pie or apple cobbler.
I see. I'm sorry I should have.
That's all right.
There.
I started to tell you we had what my mother used to, she'd make, she called it a poor man's pie that didn't take any eggs.
Mm.